U.S. meat exports did pretty well last year. That's ahead on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
All-terrain vehicles have become standard equipment on farms and ranches. While useful for work, they're also recreational, but they can pose a safety issue for kids in particular. Make sure operators wear helmets and are schooled in safe use. High-speed crashes and rollovers can be avoided. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthshoreProductions.com. The U.S. Meat Export Federation is putting 2025 in the win column. President and CEO Dan Hallstrom says pork finished strong.
The number three largest tonnage year ever, and on the value side, the second largest year ever at $8.4 billion, led by Mexico. We continue to see records set in Central America as well. We continue to see growth, a record in the Caribbean region. And the last half of the year, we saw some rebound in the Asian markets as well.
Hallstrom says U.S. beef exports were down about 11% in value last year.
The vast majority of that is China. If you look at the rest of the world, it really has been doing quite well. The largest market for the year was Japan, down slightly, but still a very big number. Korea is our largest value market at $2.25 billion. We're basically steady with a year ago.
The USMEF also works with lamb producers, which, says Hallstrom, also did fairly well with exports last year.
While not a record, the largest in more than 10 years, led by Mexico, but also Canada, Central America, and Caribbean region as well. I think we're starting to see some clients in key countries really appreciating the value and the quality of the U.S. lamb product.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.